on your ways, front way, back way. You know that I don't play. Streets not safe, but I never run away. Even when I'm away, OT, OT. There's never much love when we go OT. I pray to make it back in one piece. I pray, I pray. That's why I need a one dance. Got a Hennessy in my hand. One more time, but I go. I have powers taking a hold.
What's up, what's up, what's up, what's up? Decided to switch it up a little bit. Start off with a little Drake. You know, Drake got that timeless music going on. So, I had to start off with something good. You know, I'm doing great. Another day in. Got to get another episode in. You know, coming off the Thanksgiving break. It was real good. Got to see my people. You know, hung out watching football. Ate good. Saw my boys. I'm going to get into that a little later. Saw my boys squeak out a win. Saw a little bit of things we're going to touch in on. I'm actually pretty packed up today. I'm doing a lot of football today. I got college football. Got NFL. We're going to do a lot of things. I'm going to jump right into it. I'm going to start off. Everybody saw that Auburn beat Alabama this week. So, yeah, pretty much the committee got off with it. You know, they got lucky because they was going to find a way to make sure Alabama got into the 14 playoff. But, like I said, Auburn came out and did their thing. It was a real good game. One of the better Iron Bowls in a long time. It kind of got a little salty because, you know, Tua weren't playing, but, you know, that's how it go. You know, some teams got an injury here and there, but, hey, that's how it happened. But anyway, Alabama out. So now, pretty much the 14 playoffs really gone. It's kind of locked in at this point unless something crazy happened. LSU probably going to beat Georgia, and they're going to get in. And then Clemson going to probably, you know, stay where they at. I think they got a pretty easy game in the ACC championship game. I don't even know who it was. I didn't even check because I knew they probably wouldn't even get challenged. And then at number three, number one was Ohio State. I'm messing up. I'm all over the place. Number one was Ohio State. They're going to end up beating Wisconsin at number 12, so we're not going to worry about that at all. Then we got LSU. They're going to beat Georgia. And then we got Clemson at number three. You know, they're going to do their thing in the ACC and, of course, Georgia. I think they're going to be out. And I think number four, I think probably they're going to end up letting Utah in. They're going to end up winning their championship game against Oregon. I think they're going to beat a good Oregon team up there, and they're going to finally let a Pac-12 team, you know, get their chance to see what they can do. Probably get demolished the first week of the season. The first week of the playoffs by Ohio State. But, hey, you had your shot, and that's, you know, it is what it is. So I think that's who is going to end up being. Utah sliding in their fourth spot, of course. So I think they're going to let them do that. Now, that begs the question. Even though that Alabama got off by, you know, losing to Auburn at the end of the season, does that still take away from the fact I think that we need to expand the playoffs? I think four teams is great, but I think we need to go up to six. And really, the criteria be kind of easy. You still have that same four that you know, deserve to be in there, you know, the top four teams in the country that clearly are the best four teams in the country. And I think the extra two spots should go to pretty much like a wild card. You pick two other teams that you think, hey, we ain't really got the resume to put them in the number four, in the top four spots, but we feel like they should be in. Because this playoffs kind of was a little concrete than usual. But let's play devil's advocate. Let's say if Alabama would have won, they would have had Alabama still a number five. You know they would have did that. Would have still had Utah number six and Oklahoma number seven. That's seven teams that I can legitimately say I think could probably vie for the top four spots if Alabama would have won. And so at that point, how do you put Alabama in the top four, which they going to end up doing anyway once Georgia lost? How can you put them in the top four and leave out Utah and Oklahoma? So I think that's where the idea of the sixth team will come in play. Now, the fact that Alabama lost this year, they won't do it now. They definitely won't expand the field because it'll look like now, oh, Alabama missed it for the first time ever. They want to expand it to make sure they get in next time. So, I know it's not going to happen, but I think that it's something that should be done because literally at that point, you will have a couple teams that, for instance, like UCF, they won literally every game they played that year. And they was calling themselves national champions and things like that. They couldn't really prove it on the field. That's one of those instances where, all right, we got our top four, but then we're going to throw you in, UCF. You're in a smaller conference. You won all your games. Let's see what you can do. You're going to come in as a number five, number six seed. And then the top two seeds, they get a bye. Of course, You know, if you learn it, pretty much you get a bye. You play the other two teams. You play whatever team come out of there, and then y'all go on to the championship game. I think all sides can agree on that because, I mean, what's the use of us having? We can eliminate a bowl game, eliminate the Meineke bowl game or whatever, the Pizza Hut game. Like, all these bowl games we got, take two, three of them away. Their revenue can go right into the pockets of these big universities. They'll agree to it. And then we get more TV time. I mean, the athletes, like I said, that's another conversation. They should be getting paid for this. But, hey, I mean, that's not the topic that we're on today. I just think that the expansion would just make just a more fair field. And then the fact that these smaller schools don't even have a chance, no matter what they do. Because, I mean, I might be a homer, but Memphis been doing pretty well this year. And no matter what they do, no matter what they do in their conference, they are never even sniff the 14 playoffs. So I think, like I said, it's time to expand. I think 8 teams would be too much. Like I said, they still college kids. I don't want them to keep playing game after game after game. I don't have to do all that. But I think 6 teams, like I said, keep that same top 4 criteria that you had, and then pretty much get you 2 wild card teams. Pick who you want. You know, I said, pick, oh, we think this team should be in it. They just had a little bad look. You know, they think, we still think they can go in here and make some noise. Whatever, whatever. But it's just my thoughts on that. Hopefully they get that fixed up pretty soon. But I'm excited. A quick prediction for the team. Like I said, I already got my top 4 that I think going to be in it. I think it's going to come down to actually Clemson going to beat whoever it is in number 3. And then the fact that they doing that, the fact that they have that tough game from 2 to 3 is kind of like one of the things I think they need to expand it as well. Because whoever's in that 2-3 spot, which probably going to be the same way it is now, going to be LSU and Clemson in that 2-3 spot, they're going to have to play, let's start with LSU. They're going to probably have to play Clemson and then have to play Ohio State. I mean, that's kind of rough. That's too rough 2 weeks for anybody. While Ohio State probably is going to get Utah, throttle them, and then be well-rested for a good game against whoever comes out of the other two. So I think that's one of the things as well, though. But anyway, I think that Clemson gonna probably beat LSU. I think it's gonna be an upset. I think Clemson gonna go out there and show people that, hey, we, even though we ain't been playing nobody, we still got the best quarterback in the country. We pretty much got the best coach in the country now. Nick Saban reign might be over. Who knows? We'll see next year. But got Dabo Sweeney, so we finna go out here and do the thing. And then national championship, I don't know. I'm gonna wait because I think if it came down to Clemson, Ohio State, give me Clemson again. I think I'm going to take Clemson again. I think they're going to put it together. It's just that experience of being there. It's just one of those things you can't really account for. So I'm taking Clemson to win the whole thing. But we'll see as it go along. But now, let me switch over to pretty much, let's get into the NFL. NFL, really shocking these last couple of weeks. Over Thanksgiving, we saw my boy squeak out a win, the Bears. We beat the Lions. The Lions really should have beat us. The Lions are the better team both times we played them. And so that was that. Cowboys end up losing. And, you know, pretty much we got the Cowboys this week. Bears got the Cowboys now. And so Thursday night, it's going to be a pretty interesting game because both teams are in a kind of weird position. The Bears are supposed to – we're supposed to be, like I said, if you've been listening to this podcast, you know the Bears are supposed to be the it team this year. We're supposed to go to the Super Bowl, but we're struggling now to maybe hopefully make a wild card this year because hopefully maybe the Vikings slip up or something crazy happen. But we pretty much, I call it false hope. I mean, we really can't do nothing, and so we just got to try to win. But like I said, do I really want us to get in the playoffs and get beat? Yeah, I guess maybe. We can't do nothing with a draft pick because we already invested in the season. So I guess go for it. But the Cowboys, they also in a pretty weird position as well, too. They lost to the Bills. I mean, not really shockingly. The Bills are one of the better teams in the league. They got their record for a reason. They only lost like 3 games this year. So, I mean, they lost to the Bills. And now the NFC is just the NFC East is pretty much just a dumpster fire, to say the least. Fun fact that I saw about it. It's just crazy. The Redskins, literally one of the worst teams in the league. Literally one of the worst teams. I think they've only won like 3 games. They can still get into the playoffs and win that division. Like, they still mathematically in it. And they can still win the playoffs, they can actually still get the number 1 pick too. Right? They still, if the season goes too bad, they can still also get the number 1 pick. But it's just the fact that y'all division as a whole is just so terrible that a terrible team can still turn it around at this portion of the season and come and take that division. Because that it's really, it's kind of hard to do. It'll still be kind of rough road for them. But if the Redskins win the rest of their games, Dallas lose the rest of their games, and then the Eagles lose every game except the one against Dallas. They beat Dallas. Redskins win the division. Pretty crazy, right? And so that dumpster fire of a division is being led by Dallas only just pretty much by a tiebreaker and the fact that nobody else wants to win it because the Eagles decided they was going to lose to Miami. So, I mean, pretty much you got the worst division in football. They leading that division. Who knows what their mentality is going to be. They got to come to us in Chicago. Well, we pretty much, we fighting. We fighting right now. Like I said, I saw us play a lowly Lions team that we should have lost to. They was on their third quarterback of the year. He came out there pretty much did some good things. It was a real close game, closer than it should have been for a team. Like I said, was supposed to be the cream of the crop of the division in my eyes. And so those teams going to collide. And I think that, of course, I'm going to pick my boys. I'm going to keep, you know, no matter what I say about my team, I'm going to keep going with them. I'm going to keep going with Trubisky, even though he flashed out on the screen. He did some really good throws against Detroit last time. It was some really good stuff, and it's just, that's the frustrating part. He can go out and pretty much dominate in spots, and it's like, why can't you do this consistently? That's the thing. Like, if you can do these things on a regular basis, this one looked like an outlier. He made a great pass to the tight end over the shoulder of a defender. Like, it was great passing. He did a couple of throws where only his receivers can get it. I mean, I say it looked like the guy that we were supposed to be drafting was out there that day. Like, I literally texted my friends. I said, who is this guy that's been playing quarterback for us this game? I don't recognize this guy. This guy looking too good to be Trubisky. But I think that combined with the fact that the Cowboys, who knows? Like I said, who knows their mental state is? They're going to pretty much come out there and they're going to fight for their lives. And I think that it's going to come down to coaching, which I hate to say that. But then again, I think that we, oddly enough, had the advantage. Jason Garrett, they still was pretty well within their game against the Bills. They should have won the game. They was upset after the game. And I feel like everybody feel like they got out-coached, especially on special teams. But it's going to come down to that because I think that they're going to try to put the ball in Dak's hands. And then that's going to, of course, cause some troubles because I don't think that's the answer. Everybody knows that. Get the ball to Zeke and let him do what he do. Go off play action and do it their way. So I think they're going to put themselves in the hole. But then, again, the fact that I think it's going to come back to us because I don't think Trubisky, he doesn't put any confidence in me that he can do this twice in two games, like twice in a row. Like, it just doesn't – he hasn't been able to do it yet. He'll put together a good game and then put together a terrible game. Everybody questioning me, looking at me crazy, like, hey, what's your quarterback doing, whatever, whatever. So my confidence is really low right now that he can put together two games in a row. It is at home. I mean, it is a primetime game. He should be good to go. But like I said, I mean, I don't really have that confidence in him to say he's going to do it. I still got my boys winning 24-17. And I think we're going to put together a late drive or something like that, and then Dak might come out and throw a pick or something like that. I don't think that it's going to be a defensive battle where somebody can't score. I think it's going to be one of those games where it's a bunch of chunk plays where people getting a bunch of, you know, crazy stuff happening here and there. And I think that we're going to come out on top, you know, trying to look forward to try to get in some kind of divisional race, try to catch the Vikings. Hopefully they get beat. You know, they end up losing last week to the Seahawks. So, you know, we got a slight hopeful chance, but like I said, we shouldn't even be in this spot anyway. But with that, I'm actually going to take a quick break, you know, pay some little bills, you know. You probably can hear me. I'm actually driving on the road, getting my way to work. It's a good day today. I'm finna go in and make some money. But I'm going to take a break, pay some bills with this, and I'm going to come back. I got some good stuff on the other side. All right, we back with it. Another part, another end. Got a good break in. I want to jump into Lamar Jackson. Everybody saw the game of 49ers and the Ravens. They played a really good game in the rain. Sloppy, a little sloppy game, but it was one of those games that you get confidence from and you see a team that doesn't exactly have to be perfect to still get a win. Because Lamar Jackson ended up, he had a turnover. I mean, it was a really sloppy game. Of course, it was all in the rain and all that. So you see that the Ravens are legitimately a good team. They beat a legitimately good 49ers team. And so now that begs the question, can this team go all the way? Earl Thomas already said it. He said pretty much whoever we got to play in the Super Bowl, they're going to have some fits. So can the Ravens go ahead and push through the AFC and make it all the way? I think now the fact that they got home field advantage, Demo might have alluded to it. He had reposted one of the posts that we put on the page and said the home field advantage is going to be crucial because, yeah, it really is. In the AFC, you got to have really much the choice of going to Foxborough. You either go to the Baltimore or you go to the Chiefs. You go out to the Arrowhead. You really don't have a – you don't really have an easy game if you got to go on the road in the AFC. So it's one of those things where you get that home field advantage, you kind of secured yourself a significant edge. And with that, coupled with the fact that, like I said, the Baltimore Ravens are a really good football team, like really good. When you run the football and you play defense, you can beat legitimately anybody. And then it's the fact that Lamar Jackson, the way that he beats you, is outrageously frustrating. If anybody's ever played football or even played Madden and somebody's always running with the quarterback, it's one of those things because you can literally be doing everything right on the football field. You got your man covered. Everybody was doing great. And then the quarterback spin out, get to the outside. And hell, in Lamar Jackson's case, you spin out to the outside, it might be a 70-yard touchdown. So, I mean, it's one of those things. Like, we did everything that we could, and we still ended up getting, like giving up a great play. So, it's one of those things. And then you going to Baltimore, every time it's going to be electric there because they really haven't seen, not even really, they haven't seen anything like this ever. Because they went from Joe Flacco, and he was literally saying he's one of the worst starting quarterbacks in the league. He only got that Super Bowl just because he played on the Ravens team with Ray Lewis. So, I mean, that's beside the fact. But the Ravens, that home field advantage, everything cooking together, it's going to make them real hard to beat in the playoffs. Now, oddly enough, if I think there's anybody that can do it, it's going to be the Patriots because you don't. Bill Belichick is one of those coaches, you can't let him see what you're doing twice. He already saw it once. You know, he played the Ravens. They lost, of course, but he was able to get a feel exactly what could be coming, how they like to do things and things like that. The man obviously is a great coach. We don't even have to even go over that. The best coach ever. But he see it twice. And then the fact that he got some time to game plan, because they're probably going to have to meet again. They're probably going to end up having to beat the Chiefs in the playoffs, the Patriots, and then end up having to face the Ravens again on the road. And I think I'm not going to say anything about it. We're going to wait and see if it gets there. But I think that's the only team that can possibly stop the Ravens, because I don't see any other team. The Chiefs can't stop the run, and I mean that's pretty much it. You can't stop the run. Lamar Jackson run crazy over them. Any other team in the AFC, they don't even got the firepower to even keep up in terms of points. So, I mean, it's real interesting to see exactly how far this guy has come because, I mean, back, it wasn't too long ago, we was wondering what was going on. Literally in that Chargers game, like the first half of it, they was talking about putting Joe Flacco back in. Like, hey, try to get back and try to save your season type of thing. But we come to the point where Lamar Jackson's legitimately a MVP candidate. And he's a front runner in my eyes, and probably a lot of people else's eyes too. And then that's another thing as well too. Was a rather funny thing as well. A lot of GMs are going back with their scouts and seeing which one said that Lamar Jackson wasn't going to be a great QB or wasn't a QB at all, anything like that. And see who really knew what they was talking about. I think that's really fun. I want to see if anybody can get fired over there. I really need to go check our receipts and see. And what we said about the draft, what we were taking Lamar, because I know we did an episode, so I got to go back and look at it. I got to write that down and see, because it's really interesting. A lot of people did pass on it, but, I mean, the draft is pretty much lucky anyway. That's why people hit, people miss. Yeah, we drafted Trubisky, so that's not even – you really can't – I can defend that, but, like I said, a lot of people – some people thought about putting that man in wide receiver. And I don't think I went that far. Man, because a quarterback, he's obviously great at what he does, and that's what it'll really come down to when he played the Patriots. You're not going to be able to run the ball or be electric like that. Obviously, Bill Belichick is going to make him throw from the pocket and then win that way. I think he has the talent to do it. It's just a matter, I think, it's the coaching staff. Are they going to be able to put a game plan together that's going to be able to counteract that? And so I think that's what it's all going to come down to with it. Now, I'm going to take one last quick little break. As I wanted to do this segment, I had to throw in some Lamar Jackson. He's been doing too good. I'm going to throw in one quick break. I'm going to come back. I got a new segment I want to do. It's called Do Better. You can hear about it. Like I said, quick break. We're going to see what we do. All right, I'm back. Another. Going ahead and end the episode off. As you can probably hear, I'm outside of work. You know, I'm about to go in, get some work done on my side of town. It seems like everybody that's around Nashville ain't got to work with me. That's a bunch of people walking outside, a bunch of cars riding around. Like I said, it seems like I'm always the only person that's ever going to work, which is strange. But like I said, I got a new segment. What I'm going to call it is Do Better. It's just who needs to do better just in their field, just in general, who just ain't up to par. I've already talked about the Cowboys. The Cowboys need to do better. Like, it's ridiculous that y'all have all this talent, all these expectations, and y'all are really winning the division because somebody has to. Like, you really just, every team just can't be at the end of the division. Somebody got to lead it, obviously. And so, y'all haven't beat anybody with a winning record, which bodes well for us. We probably might end up beating y'all. So, y'all need to really just do better. I don't want to see y'all start doing better this week. Like I said, I don't go ahead and lose us and then start doing better because it's really, the expectations are really too high. This supposed to be a Super Bowl team. All the pieces there. You got the running back. You supposedly got the quarterback, got the receiver, got the defense. Some people say you ain't got the coach. Hey, maybe not. So we see they need to do better. Elijah Moore from Ole Miss, he needs to do a lot better. I don't know if anybody heard about it, but in the Egg Bowl against them, Mississippi State, they were pretty much playing against their rival and close game. Close game all the way to the end. Elijah Moore scores a touchdown and proceeds to do the Odell Beckham celebration where, you know, he peed like a dog peeing on the fire hydrant. And so with that, the team, you know, they get a penalty. It ended up because they were so far back on the kick, on the extra point kick, ended up missing it, losing the game. So, I mean, you can't blame them. They say that, well, you can't blame him. Say that they would have made the kick if he was closer. Because, I mean, maybe he probably should have. The kicker still should have made the kick. But the fact that you did that, and it probably cost your team the game, it's going to go down just infamous history of college football. You need to do better, Elijah. Go out next game, catch all the touchdowns that you can. But, I mean, unfortunately, that coach just got fired. So, who knows what he's thinking. And that may be one of the reasons that he got fired. Cause maybe they feel like you ain't got to win the team, can't control them. They doing piss celebrations all over the field and causing us games. So, actually, Ole Miss and Elijah Moore, everybody need to do better. Bring SEC football back up. And, young man, please, don't be costing your team games by doing nothing stupid. And then, lastly, Michigan football. They need to do much, 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 much better. They lost to Ohio State yet again. Harbaugh is yet to beat them, and it's the fifth straight loss. What were you about to the program to do? Beat Ohio State. There's no reason that you at this point should go over against a team that you were literally hired to beat. And then he got offended by the questioning at the end of this game because one of the reporters asked him flat out. They said, what's the problem? What's the difference? Why can't you beat this team? Is it the talent? Is it the coaching? What is it? And he felt like he was insulted. He said he wasn't going to answer the question, but it's a legitimate question. The closest you got to beating this team was you got close. It was like 3 points like a couple years ago. Other than that, you really begin blown out. They almost hung 60 on them this week. So what do you need to do at this point to make sure that your team comes out? Because if anybody else would have been at this coach and at this position, they would have been fired. So Michigan needs to do better. Jim Harbaugh needs to do better all the way around. There's no excuse. They said that they came out, Ohio State players coming out and saying that they really was – they came out and told them that they couldn't even – the Michigan players weren't even focused on the game. They told them that they didn't care about it enough. They told them that it really didn't matter to them at this point. They told them that they were really saying to the reporters that Michigan don't even think of this as a rivalry game. Ohio State said they was already preparing for Michigan last season. They getting ready for them next season already. That's their desire to beat them that bad. And so Michigan, they need to step it up and then have some pride about yourself. You can't keep losing to a rival. At some point, it doesn't even become a rivalry anymore. People, we don't even expect y'all to even compete anymore. So, Jim Harbaugh, do better, or you're going to end up being fired. And Michigan football all around needs to do better. But that's pretty much it. I'm going to go ahead and wrap it up. Well, it was fun. I'm getting the hang of doing this thing, you know, by myself, trying to go ahead and do some things. I'm going to get my other boys in soon enough once we get them all together. But, you know, these last couple of weeks been straight, you know. Been trying to get my opinion out there. We're going to keep this thing rocking. And, you know, like always, follow us at _BreakThePress and anything, you know, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, all of that. Follow, give us a follow. And, you know, make sure you share the page, you know, share the podcast, tell a friend to tell a friend, leave a comment. You know, we always want to know what you think, you know, any suggestions, anything like that, you know, feel free to hit us up. You know what I'm saying? We're trying to do our thing out here. We're trying to be a good little voice out here. So, like I said, until next time, we'll see y'all next week. Have a good one.